you know, feel the same way as I did yesterday after the game. Like I said, it was a grinded out kind of game. Tough, hard fought. Came down to a couple of plays in the fourth quarter. Fortunately, we were able to make them. You know, just need to do a better job, you know, in a lot of areas. Just keep working to improve. I thought, you know, we did some things well, but not consistently. And we've got, we just got to keep working to get to a higher level, all the way across the board in all positions, all the units, coaches, players, you know, all of us. We just got to, keep working harder to improve and be more consistent. And, we have an extra day this week, so, hopefully that'll give us, you know, an extra opportunity to do that. And, that's what we need to do.
Good morning, Bill. Just curious if we could go back and revisit the situation at the end of the second quarter and how you saw that play out, if that was more a case of just, you know, execution, obviously a bad snap, nothing you can do about, I mean, that's execution, but I was curious more like the way that time was managed, if that was fine because you still got three plays, or if maybe there was something you would have liked to see differently there.
Well, you know, like to score there.
Yeah, I meant more from a time perspective.
We had eight seconds to go on the last play. You know, the ball was on the 3-yard line, 2-yard line, whatever it was. You know, obviously we couldn't afford to get sacked or that have be tackled. But it was a play, you know, a chance to throw in the end zone. But 8 seconds, that's really plenty of time to do that, to throw in the end zone and either catch it or kick a field goal, you know, kind of similar to the Baltimore game in 11.
Yep. So the time factor.
You know, we had three downs down there. We had our chances.
Exactly.
We had three downs and just didn't. You know, we ran two runs and felt, you know, good about those runs, but we just didn't, weren't quite able to get them in, and threw on third down. So.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to ask you about a couple of plays from yesterday. You mentioned the defensive pass interference call on Logan was something you wanted to go back and look at. And I'm wondering if maybe you saw, you know, the same things you thought you saw when it happened. And the other play I wanted to ask you about was the offensive pass interference call on Brandon LaFell. It looked like maybe it was close, but it looked like he may have been close to just kind of establishing his spot there after he ran his route. I'm wondering what you saw on that play as well.
Yeah, I'd say going back and looking at it at close plays, you know, I think you'd really have to talk to the officiating department in the league and, you know, get a complete explanation since they were the ones who threw it. So it doesn't really matter what I think. The only thing that matters is what they call, and we've got a play, you know, penalty free. So.
Hey, Bill, sorry I jumped in late here, so I hope I'm not asking a repeat question. I was having some issues with my phone here, but the timeout before the Gronkowski touchdown, what were some things? I mean, the biggest thing that we noticed was Gronkowski came onto the field for that snap, but could you take us through what you guys were discussing in that timeout or maybe some things that you were trying to correct or something that Tom might have seen that he didn't want to go out and run the play that was called for whatever reason?
Yeah, I think we, you know, it was the, you know, pretty late in the second quarter there. I think there was like less than 5 minutes to go. We had three timeouts, so we felt like, you know, in a situation like that, a critical situation, third down in the red area, you know, to make sure we get the, you know, the best play called and get in the best situation. So, what we had, I mean, I was, you know, I thought that what we had maybe wasn't the best that we could do, and I think Tom Coase sort of saw the same thing, and then we all decided to, Josh, and, you know, we all just decided it would be better to, you know, take the time out, make sure we get our, you know, the play we wanted in there, and, you know, and go with it.
Bill, how difficult is it to develop the consistency you want offensively when you're struggling a bit on third down here?
Well, I think third down is related to first and second down. So, know, that's all tied together. We think we have to be more consistent on every down. Certainly third down.
Bill, I just am wondering, the last couple of weeks we've seen both, you know, last week Kembrell Tompkins was inactive. This week it was Aaron Dobson, and I'm wondering what made Tompkins a better matchup this week against the Raiders.
You know, we just try to take everything into consideration when we, you know, go with our final 46-man active roster. The game plan, the matchups, the different rules in the kicking game, and sometimes how that affects other positions. So, you know, in the end, if we could have more than 46 players active, you know, we would have loved to have several of the guys that were deactivated at the game. And there's probably a good chance that several of them would have played. But in the end, we just have to, the combination of all the things I just mentioned, try to make the decision that feels best for the team relative to the 46 guys that are there. And again, that is a function of, you know, multiple things.
Bill, you know, on the play that Vince intercepted the ball, he obviously, it looked like he dropped off the line of scrimmage, similar to what we saw the week before, if I'm not mistaken, with maybe Easley, or maybe what we saw earlier in this game on the first third down when it looked like you had some defensive linemen dropping. I'm curious if that's something that is you're experimenting with more, or if it's something you've always done and maybe I'm just noticing it now.
No, I mean that's something that we've had in our system for, you know, quite a while. I would say the difference though in this one is Vince didn't drop out.
Okay.
Yes, he was part of the rush. They were had all the five linemen in, and so it was kind of, you know, congested there in the middle, and I think Carr sort of pump faked or looked outside, and I think that kind of slowed our rush down a little bit. Maybe Vince saw him pump, and so he came off the rush thinking he was going to throw the ball, and then when Carr came back inside, you know, kind of reloaded it and came back inside, then Vince had, I don't want to say stopped rushing, but it was kind of reacting to where the quarterback was throwing rather than, you know, continuing to rush. So he was part of the three-man rush on this one, whereas I think the play you're referring to last week on Chandler's sack, and yep, it came up a couple other times, too, that where we actually had another guy in coverage. So in this play, the one you're talking about, the interception, Ninkovich actually would have been the eighth guy in coverage, and Vince was just kind of reading the quarterback, but he didn't drop out on that play.
I think I was getting confused. I think maybe Easley dropped out on one of the third down plays in the first quarter.
Earlier in the game.
That sound right?
Yeah, he did. I think the first third down, he did. Mm-hmm. That's right, if I remember right. But the one where they threw it to the tight end outside.
That's right.
It was the first third down or second third down. It's early in the game. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. We've done that from time to time. Yep. But on the interception, Vince was part of the three-man rush, and Ninkovich was part of the coverage.
Thanks for clearing that up.
I'm sorry?
Thanks for clearing that up for me.
Yep, no problem.
Hey, Bill, this is regarding the extra day that you referred to this week and how you balance your time. I mean, how valuable is it to have this extra day, especially at this point in time, and how do you balance your practice time with that extra day between addressing the things that you need to address with your team at the same time while preparing and scheming for Kansas City?
Right, yeah, I mean, I think that's something that we'll talk about as a staff and try to answer that question, the one that you just asked. Really, that's a question we have to ask ourselves, is how do we get the most out of the time that we have? So that's something we'll have to talk about this week. Certainly there's a balance between working on things that we need to work on no matter who we play and working on things that are specific to the Chiefs. So, you know, I think there's a place for both there, and we'll have to talk about the best way to utilize our time and get the most out of it. As we all know, with every long week is a short week, and with every short week is a long week. So it all in the end kind of washes out. This week we have an extra day. Next week we won't have one. So not that we're planning ahead, but I'm just saying that the opportunity to use the extra day this week, we'll try to figure out how to get the most out of that. And in weeks when we have less time, we just have to look at that whole time frame and try to figure out how to maximize the time that we do have. And I think that's really more the decision is, okay, here's what we have to work with. Just from a planning standpoint of that particular week, how do we get the most out of it? And I think there's a number of things that, you know, you take into consideration there. You know, one is what do you have to deal with your opponent? You know, two, you know, what are the things that you need to work on? Three, you know, what's the health and physical status of your team or certain positions? And, you know, how much can you really get done depending on who you have, who can practice, how much they can practice, so forth. So there's, you know, I'd say those are all the things that are kind of part of the conversation. Then we have a number of young players on the team, either on the roster or on the developmental or on the practice squad that are developing that, you know, it's another opportunity for them to improve, not knowing when you, you know, might or might not need them, but you want to keep working with those players too and, you know, see how they're coming along. So, you know, that's another consideration, but, you know, again, it's a question of, you know, how to utilize your time, and that's really a weekly decision. And this week we just have a little bit extra to work with, but it's kind of the same thing every week that we have to discuss and plan for.